And I believe there was an accident with one Italian man there when you were working on shift.
Yeah, that's when the big clinkers came down and he was looking up the chute.
Can you tell me that story?
Well, I was on the PWD boiler and I dumped, and then I heard this scream, raced to the top of the stairs. You could just, from the top of the stairs, you could look down. And this bloke, the fire had caught him in it. I know then that I went down and he took to me with the shovel.
The bloke himself or his mate?
No, his mate, yeah, not the bloke, he was.
And so this happened because he looked up the chute at the wrong moment?
Yeah, as it was coming down, the flame caught him. I don't think it burnt him much, but I had the ambulance there. It was such a long time ago. That's the thing, but I can recollect that.
Do you know what his name was?
No.
Right, just continuing on the second side. Now, Ron, you were just saying that the Italian man who was injured was Calabrian.
Mm. But I never knew their names. So you never converse with them much because you were upstairs and they were down.
And was there a change to operating procedures as a result of that accident?
The only thing was that we had to, whoever was on the PWD boiler, had to go to the top of the stairs and sing out, dump coming down.
So they were forewarned?
Yeah, forewarned then.
And when you said the ambulance came, did it take him away to the hospital or just treat him on the side?
I only treat him on the side, I think.